Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to remind you next week, temperatures are going to soar once again, so be sure to use those energy-saving tips like changing that HVAC filter to make sure that your system is running smoothly. More tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. Well, we are talking about Rutherford County Schools with the school board. We do this once a month, and it's my honor to have in Tammy Sharp, Rutherford County School Board member, about to begin year number 7 on the board. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah. Did you think 7 years ago that you would still be doing it now at this point?
No, I don't. I mean, the years have flown by, and we've accomplished a lot, and I still proudly serve my area, and you know, we've got some challenges, but with that comes opportunities.
Well, you are wearing a Laverne shirt this morning.
Yes.
That's all glittered out and everything, so that's pretty cool.
I had a parent make this for me.
That's cool.
So she sells them, so
yeah.
I was like, I need one, because you can't find them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure that you get school swag from just about everybody, don't you?
We do. In January, it's school board appreciation, so we get a lot of t-shirts.
Yeah.
A lot of t-shirts and a lot of umbrellas, coffee mugs. You know, and we're thankful to have them, because I like to wear, I mean, I have a Charger shirt from the middle school, from Oakland Middle, that I wear a lot. I think I wore it last time I was here.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Well, that's awesome. So nothing like supporting our local schools, and school year has gotten off to a great start. We did our first high school football game last night, more tonight. So the athletic season is cranking up as well. And, you know, we're seeing more and more people come into the system. Are the numbers higher than maybe we even anticipated?
We're still accepting students. They're still enrolling. I know some. We had a bunch on the north end that were still. Some came from California, and there were some issues with the shot records, as usual. I think we're at 52,201, and that includes one of our charter schools, but we're still enrolling. And last year, we were absolutely enrolling students from other districts, other counties, other states, up until the last day of school.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And we'll have more, because if they come from the West Coast, they assume that we don't go back to school until after Labor Day.
Right.
So we'll still see more enrollment. I don't know where we're going to put them, but we're still going to see more enrollment. And the numbers, you know, they go up, you know, and then they'll go down. They should settle down within the next 2 weeks. But yeah, we've got over 52,000 students now.
But that doesn't mean, like you said, you won't be adding students every day within the system, which is kind of mind-blowing to think about. But people move, their circumstances change, and all of a sudden they find themselves in Rutherford County.
There's a lot of opportunity here, and I think that's why, you know, people would move mid-season, or, you know, during the school year. Otherwise, most parents try to, you know, move during the summer or over the Christmas holidays.
Yeah. Well, last night was the final school board meeting for the current board, and I was talking with Ms. Sheila Bratton, the chair now, and I'm sure that's going to change, or I know it's going to change,
sure,
since she did not seek re-election there. And I think she's got a big vacation planned or something.
She does.
You know?
She does.
Ready
we were talking about
town
last night. They're leaving about 5:30 in the morning, so we're excited for them. She and Donnie Bratton have been invaluable to the board. We've called him our mascot, our team manager, because there's a lot that he does that helps us. So
yeah.
We're going to miss she and Coy.
Yeah. And Coy has served for a long time.
12 years.
So I mean, you're getting close to that 12-year mark at 7, aren't you?
Yeah.
So thanks to Coy. Coy is a great family friend of mine. I've known him forever. And he and my brothers kind of hung out together, my older brothers, I will say. But anyway, congrats on great service for those two. And I know we'll be adding in Stan Vaught and and Butch Vaughn, yes, and Caleb won re-election there. Yes. So the board will kind of settle in. There's a little acclimation period, though, I guess, right?
There is, but, you know, they're probably going to have to hit the ground running because we've got a lot more things to do. So I have every faith that they will do that. And, you know, where they need some help, the other board members will help them out.
So one of the big items, I guess, on last night's agenda was what to do with helping Central Magnet with athletic facilities, especially for, what was it, baseball, softball, and mm-hmm. maybe some other sport? I can't remember. Or was it the major two?
That's the major two. Okay. Yeah. You know, way before I came on board, I think there was a thought that because they're in the historic district that they were not going to be able to have the fields, so that they would not have any sports team. And that's just unrealistic. I'm surprised that it's taken until now to kind of force that issue. And I think a lot of that has to do with the growth of our county, you know, and the people moving in here. But it's unrealistic to think that we have high achieving academic students that do not perform well in athletics,
or have that opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity. So we did vote for that, and like I said last night, the swimming pools are coming next, because we literally have, I think we have three swimming pools, but we literally have heats or practice until about 10 o'clock at night at all of our swimming pools.
Wow. And that's not at every school either. It's mainly at the older schools.
Yes, Laverne, Riverdale, and I can't remember who the third one is.
I know Oakland has
so that's pool. Oakland, yeah, yeah. So
well, and Smyrna would have one too, right?
Oh, Smyrna does have one. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Tony, yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're still talking about this being a sport for six other schools or whatever it is. So
it is. It's a lot. And, you know, trying to get ahead of the curve on seats for the students and you know, try to help with the athletics. It's a delicate balance.
So, just because I have some knowledge of what has happened with sports and facilities and things of that nature, I know that Central Magnet was using Starplex, which is a city owned park, but the need kind of came up for them to find something of their own, something that belonged to the school. So there's really no property on the Central Magnet campus.
No, there's
so
none.
So what
there's
happens none. There?
So we're just going to go to some of the other fields, and we voted on the other fields to upgrade the other fields last night. So Las Casas is going to be in there, Kittrell, and a couple of other ones. So it's not optimal, but at least they'll have fields, because Las Casas is probably the furthest away from Central. But we don't have land to build schools, so, you know, it's hard to get something for the
right.
baseballs. Softball.
So this would be one facility in Las Casas and one and a baseball in Las Casas and softball in Kittrell, I think.
They're different. They've worked the schedule out where they can use some of the middle schools and some of the high schools, and they're going to switch out the teams. So I can post that on my Facebook today so people can look at it. We did go over it last night of what the scheduling and everything was going to be for that.
Well, that's one way to tackle that. And obviously you've got just the need for more land. I mean, and to put a baseball field, I mean, it takes land. So you're using what you already have with the county. I'm sure there's some kind of cost to get these up to the same level that they need to
be. It was about $310,000 for all four of them to get them up to where they need to be.
Okay. Well, very good.
So, you know, nothing's free anymore. And I think that's what happened with the ball fields, was that they may have had paying customers where we were using it for free. And we all understand that. We all understand the economics with that.
Well, I know for sure that there aren't enough of those athletic fields in the county. So
they're not.
Maybe it's an opportunity too in the off season to be able to recoup some of that money by renting those out or something. Who knows?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else did you take up at the last meeting last night?
Can I say one thing?
Yeah,
about
sure.
When we talked about football, Rockvale is having their field dedication tonight.
Yeah, very true.
They're going to have a dedication at halftime. So people, please go out. I think they're going to start about 5:30 with the tailgating and everything. So
and their new video
their turf
board
field,
out. And
yeah,
all
the turf field. It's incredible. So hopefully people will turn out for that. I'm probably going to have to go to the Smyrna game, but you know, I did want to mention that since that wasn't on there. So, but we're taking up the library books. The law has changed where basically the book review starts and stops with the school board. So we've got about 6 or 8 books that we've got to read between now and September 19th and come to a conclusion with them. And look, most of the board members, we're not looking for anything to do with the Holocaust, naked pictures or anything like that. There are literally some that are explicit. And I don't think that they have any value in them as far as learning a lesson. But we're going to read them all, and then we're going to vote on it.
So is this a new law that requires the school board to determine?
It is, and review them. Because it's,
and no book committee then, right?
No book committee. I mean, we could have a committee, but basically the buck stops at the school board. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a committee previously when I was chair. We had a committee, but people, it's so politically hot, you know, people don't want to be on, they don't want to be on the committee. So I'm glad that they kind of came back, and the General Assembly kind of came back and revisited that. And it's too onerous really for our librarians to be responsible for that, especially if you come new into that job, or when you start a new school, they have boxes A, B, and C, and there's amounts on those boxes. However much money you have, that's the box that you get. So you open up your library and you have all these books, and if you're sort of new to the system and haven't been in it for a long time, there's no way for you to really vet all of those books. And I feel like now the librarian job is going more of a media center versus a librarian. So that job is changing somewhat. It's not back to the old days where you walk in there and everybody be quiet. Yeah.
And the card catalog.
Yeah, in the card
Dewey
catalog.
Decimal
yes,
system.
Yes, I remember that. you know, that job is evolving somewhat. And I do think that it was unfair to our librarians to put the onus on them to read it. It's going to be difficult for us. I plan on getting a lot of books on tape to listen to them in the car, because a lot of them are large. And like I said, we're not interested in looking at anything at the Holocaust, you know, statues of David or anything like that. It's there are some, and I have read some of them, that are explicit. And, you know, our kids don't need that.
Well, I heard, and this was not in this area, maybe not even this state, but someone at a school board meeting was reading an excerpt, you know, to the school board from a book,
right.
And everybody was just like totally embarrassed.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't read it here. I couldn't have brought it today and read it here and talk to you about it, because the FCC would have said,
yeah.
So, but, you know, cooler heads will prevail. We'll work this out, and, you know, to the benefit of our students.
Well, that's just one of the many politically charged things that is going on in our society that, as a school board, just makes the job a little tougher.
It does, and we're going to have a tough next 2 years, you know, trying to get more money to build and not wanting to cause a tax increase, you know, to our county. And, you know, because there's already talk of that. You know, I'm not for it. I'm never for an increase. We need to learn to live within our means. So, you know, just like we have to do as parents and
sure.
our household and our kitchen table. So, but, you know, I think it's going to be good in many, 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 many ways.
We have Tammy Sharp joining us, Rutherford County School Board member, about to begin year 7 on the school board. And one of those places, I mean, you're wearing a Laverne High School Wolverine shirt. One of those places that desperately needs another high school is Laverne.
We do. And we're landlocked up there. I was speaking with Mayor Cole yesterday. I was like, look, I would like to put a CTE hub up on the north end, because I think that would pull from Smyrna High School, Stewart's Creek. And if they wanted to come up from you know, Central Magnet or any of the other ones, just like we send buses down to Central from the North End, they could send someone up to the North End, because that would pull from all of our high schools and take them out of those classrooms. But I've not gotten any traction on that, but we still don't have land. We still don't have land. We're looking at an annex at Laverne High School right now, but we've already stopped enrollment at Stewart's Creek Elementary. We've sent them to Stewartsboro. Stewartsboro is now full, so we're sending them to Browns Chapel, and probably less than 100 students being moved to Browns Chapel will fill that. We also, you know, we closed Laverne Primary and made it it's going to be a community center. It's going to do a lot for our SPED students who can come in and have some specific treatment and then go back to the classroom. And we also want some type of community center in that area. But we closed that, moved everyone to Roy Waldron. And if they were over there, they went to Laverne Lake or John Coleman. So the North End is just busting at the seams.
Yeah.
You know, there's not much more that we can do unless we find an existing building or a warehouse up there on the North End.
Is there enough property to build an annex on the Laverne campus?
Barely. There is. There right now we have cottages, or what we refer to as portables. And on that, if you're looking at the school, it's the left side of the school.
Okay.
On the Cheney side. So that area where the parking lot is. But that's kind of, you know, iffy too, because we're required to have so many parking lots. I mean, so many parking spaces.
Sure.
With that. So, I mean, it's just a delicate balance with everything.
Well, that's kind of, you know, trying to get the thread through the needle right there.
It is.
With that,
it is. And then, you know, I think when I went to high school, we all wanted to drive. The kids today really want to drive, but we're still required to have X amount of parking spaces.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a delicate balance.
Well, and we're talking about the North End there, Rockvale area.
It is.
Every place is exploding. So, it seems like it's always top of mind to have to do a little rezoning here and there just to move folks around. And I know you've all just kind of gone through that.
We did. And we're in the fall, we'll go back, and what we had preliminary decided to do in the fall, we're going to reexamine that and see if that still should be the plan that we'll do.
May have to tweak it a bit.
Right. Just, you know, we'll look at the numbers and see if that's still a viable plan.
Well, I know that has to be one of the most popular things you do as a school board member.
It is. And look, it's traumatic for the parents as well. It's, you know, because they've planned, you know, for so many years what their students are going to do. And it's not fun for any of us, really.
Yeah. Well, looking forward to, you said you may be at Smyrna. I'll wave from the press box there if I can see you from there. Lots of excitement around the high schools and the high school football season. And again, Rockvale dedicating the field and naming the field after Homer Brown.
Yes.
And also the video board, all that's cool. And I assume that there are lots of fans of Smyrna that maybe have not seen all of the great things that have happened on their campus too.
It's incredible. I've not been physically. I drive through there often to see the annex.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Trey Lee told us last night that we may get the keys to the annex at Smyrna between Halloween and Thanksgiving, somewhere around there.
All right.
So that's an early opening over there. So that's going to help us some, but I hate to say this, but I think we're going to be full once we open it.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, it's just like Stewart's Creek. When they opened the high school, you know, they took all the zone exceptions away and carved down as much as they could, and they were still over capacity.
And Oakland and Riverdale still on track for next year,
yes,
next school year,
yes,
to do that.
Yes, they're cooking with gas.
And they'll be the same thing,
yep,
you know?
Same thing there.
open
somebody please
capacity.
Close the gates.
Well, I don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't think it is. I don't think
not.
It is.
Well, Tammy, appreciate you coming in this morning. And, you know, anything we can do to help with the new school board and the new year, just let us know, okay?
We do. I need a sponsor for the Laverne High School archery team.
Oh, okay.
For some shirts. So if somebody will reach out to me. It's a brand new team started there, so they need everything from T-shirts to all the equipment. So very excited. We've got about 50 students that are very, very excited about starting the archery team.
Well, just look up Tammy Sharp on the Rutherford County Schools website and get with her if you would like to help with that. And thanks for joining. joining us here this morning on Rutherford Issues.